us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Brothers and sisters, I welcome you in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus the Christ, to another episode of Words of Inspiration. Today, we are continuing our discussion on the ingredients of effective prayer. And the topic is praying with compassion and intercession. Our scriptural inspiration is James chapter 5, verse 16, which reads, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much." James highlights the importance of a supportive and accountable faith community. Confessing sins to one another breaks down barriers of pride and isolation, fostering a sense of unity and shared vulnerability. It acknowledges that no believer is perfect and that all need God's guidance. This practice strengthens the bonds within the community, creating an environment where individuals can support and encourage one another in their spiritual journeys. Confessing sins to each other encourages transparency and humility. It challenges believers to live honestly, acknowledging their weaknesses and failings rather than hiding them. This openness is crucial for personal and communal growth in holiness and integrity. James connects the confession of sins with healing, both spiritual and potentially physical. This healing is not merely the result of confession itself, but comes through the prayers of the community seeking God's intervention. The process of bringing sin into light, receiving prayer, and experiencing forgiveness is a powerful pathway to restoration and wholeness. The latter part of James 5:16 points to the efficacy of the prayers of the righteous. Confession is paired with intercession, highlighting the belief in the transformative power of prayer. This intercessory prayer is a means through which God's forgiveness and healing are sought and received. It is an expression of faith in God's willingness to forgive and to work within the lives of his people. Finally, the practice of confession among believers is a tangible demonstration of the community's mutual dependence on God's grace and mercy. It acknowledges that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, found in Romans 3, verse 23, and that forgiveness and redemption are possible only through Christ's sacrifice. The shared acknowledgement of sin points to the gospel's central message of redemption and fosters a community marked by grace. The word tells us in Matthew 18, verse 20, "For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." And in Hebrews 10, verse 35, "Not forsaking the assembling of us together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching." Brothers and sisters, I am of the firm belief that when we work together, when we pray together, when we strengthen one another, we improve our communities, we improve the lives of each one of us so that we may go out and be disciples and spread the good news of the gospel across the world. I look forward to our conversation on tomorrow. And until then, God bless. I've won.
This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.